Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Ramanandri. So you may ask why we are celebrating Sri Krishna Janmashtami today when it's already the celebration date is over. But actually we celebrate Krishna Janmashtami every day. Just one day a year we celebrate it in a very special way. At every day, at every moment, we should be remembering Krishna's mercy on us. We were very fortunate to see the drama of Sri Bilva Mangala Thakur. Were you all inspired by that? So, people, they regularly watch dramas on TV, right? They go to the movies and watch dramas. So what was special about this drama? The story wasn't very complex or exciting. But what makes it inspiring is Krishna. And Krishna Bhakti.
Krishna Bhakti.
So you can watch many movies and dramas on TV. But it doesn't give any satisfaction to the heart. In fact, by watching that, you become more and more dissatisfied. But Krishna Bhakti fully satisfies the heart. That is because Krishna is Krishna, all attractive. Krishna is not some historical figure. There are so many big kings and leaders, they come and go. But Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated even thousands and thousands of years after Krishna's appearance. That is because Krishna is attractive to our very heart and soul. We all have our eternal loving relationship with Krishna. But forgetting that relationship with Krishna, we try to be happy in this material world. But it is not possible to be happy in this material world. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, this material world has two main characteristics. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is full of misery and everything here is temporary. So we can watch dramas on TV and go to movies, but we won't be satisfied. And more the TVs and the movies, they are promoting all sinful activities. So that by watching TV and the movies, people's character is being spoiled. People are getting inspiration to have illicit sex, smoking, drinking, fighting, gambling, and so on. And human society is in a terrible mess. People are not happy. Previously, people in this pious land of India, they used to be very happy by cultivating Krishna Bhakti, Rama Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti. Now people are forgetting that or rejecting that. They are rejecting Ram and they want to be like Ravana. Actually, behavior like Ravana is becoming quite common nowadays. Ravana, he would take other people's wives. Nowadays that's becoming quite common. But Ravana, although he was very puffed up, he could never be happy. People think that they will be happy by illicit sex, drinking and all these things, but they will never be happy. We can be happy by following the path of Hanuman, not following the path of Ravana. When people become more and more sinful, then the whole world becomes like hell. Krishna appears to rectify the situation. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Translate. There are many demons who wish to kill Krishna. But Krishna kills them. He kills Putana, Kamsa, and so many other demons. And through Bhima and Arjuna and other of his representatives, he kills so many demons, that just like Duryodhana and his brothers, and then Karna.
Bhima, Arjuna, Pandava, our representatives, our Duryodhana, our brothers, Karna, Pandava, our representatives.
So he may think that Karna was a good man, but whatever good qualities he had, they were spoiled because he was against Krishna and his devotees. So, Krishna kills the demons. Rama, of course, also kills Ravana and so many other demons. But the demons, they also want to kill Krishna. But that is not possible. But they want to do so. In the modern age also, there are so many demons who blaspheme Krishna. Krishna is, his character is perfectly spotless. Perfectly spotless. Sampurna Nirmalam. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, one can be freed from all sins. But some people wish to accuse Krishna. For instance, some people accuse Krishna that he is a womanizer. And in this way they try to poison people's minds. And make them hate Krishna. And convert them to what they call another religion. They say that you should love God and hate Krishna. How is it possible? Because Krishna is God. So, this accusation that Krishna is a womanizer, well, that is described in Shastra that Krishna had so many gopis and so many queens. But how is it that so many great acharyas like Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Shankara Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the role of an acharya, all of them worshipped Krishna? All these acharyas and all the great Vaishnavas of the past, they were not fools. In fact, the philosophy they composed is so complex that people nowadays are too stupid. They can't understand it. In the modern age, people think they're very intelligent if they have a piece of paper which says they're PhD. But in most cases, a PhD certificate is just a certificate of your foolishness. Because people think that they are very intelligent, but they don't know what is the purpose of life.
Yeah.
They're simply living like cats and dogs. Only interested in food and sex and sensual enjoyment. But all the great acharyas, all the great Vaishnavas of the past, they were very pure in character. And they all worshipped Krishna as the Supreme Pure. Because they knew that the exchange between Krishna and the gopis is not mundane. The gopis are Krishna's shaktis. And the relationship between Krishna and the gopis is one of pure bhakti. There is no mundane calm, crowd or lobe in that. Now, if people say that Krishna was a great womanizer, that means that they accept the existence of Krishna. How can you say that Krishna is a great womanizer? What is the evidence? The evidence is Shastra. In Shastra it explains how Krishna is performing Rasa Leela. But the same Shastra describes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you accept that Krishna is a great womanizer, then you should accept that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you should accept the Shastric descriptions that the exchanges between him and the gopis are nothing mundane, but they are exchanges of param bhakti. So in this way, so many demons, they want to kill Krishna. Many demons in Dwarapa Yuga, they wanted to kill Krishna, but they could not be killed by Krishna. So they come again in Kali Yuga and they want to blaspheme Krishna and turn people away from Krishna. Now Krishna is all powerful. He does not need anyone to defend him. Single-handedly he could have taken Sita from Ravana. In fact, there was no... If Rama had not allowed that by his Leela Shakti, Ravana could never have kidnapped Sita. It was all arranged for the sake of Leela. But Rama too gives service to his devotees, allows so many thousands of monkeys to assist him. And Krishna himself becomes famous as Parthasarathi, the chariot driver of Arjuna. So Krishna is assisting Arjuna, but Arjuna is also defending Krishna from the arrows being fired at Krishna by the enemies. So the demons who are attacking Krishna in the modern age, they should also be repelled by the devotees of Krishna. They want to perform what is called in English character assassination. So it is the duty of the devotees to uphold that Krishna is the supreme pure. There are many demons in the modern age who do not like that Krishna and Rama are worshipped. They would like to stop the worship in the temples and convert the temples into brothels and wine shops. So the devotees of Krishna should resist this. The way to resist this is by chanting the names of Krishna. Krishna appears in Kali Yuga as His holy name. We cannot fight with the demons physically. But we should conquer them by chanting the holy name. In Kali Yuga, if you have to kill the demons, there will be no one left. Because practically everyone is a demon. Even people who are pious by nature, they are influenced by the demoniac culture. We practically see in modern India how even pious Hindus, they have adopted so many Western ways. Dressing in Western style clothes. They think it's better to speak English than Indian languages. They like to sit at a table to eat food instead of on the floor. See, even this coffee, which is so popular in South India, that's not part of traditional Indian culture. People are mad after cricket, but this is just some diversion introduced from another country. Another country, yeah. Instead of being mad after Krishna, people are mad after cricket. But that won't help you. At the time of death, if you think of Krishna, you go to Krishna. These children playing here. If you think of cricket, then you'll become a worm on the cricket field. So better think of Krishna. Even this democracy is a demon crazy idea. One good strong Vedic king is better than thousands of corrupt politicians. In Shastra it's stated that in Kali Yuga, Rakshasa Kalimashri, no, that's a different verse. Prajaste Bhakshiyashyantim Lecha Rajanya Rupinaha. That very low class people will take the position of leaders and simply exploit the citizens. So we're not saying all politicians are like that. But the system of democracy, I'm just making the point, it's not an Indian, it's not a Vedic or Shastric idea. So in Kali Yuga, all good things are in decline. But there is hope. Kale dosha nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha parangraje. This chanting of Hare Krishna will kill the demons by killing the demoniac spirits. People will, their natural attraction to Krishna will be revived. There are so many examples. I am an example. I was born into a demoniac culture where eating meat and drinking wine, illicit sex, these things were all normal. Now by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, I have given up all these things and I'm chanting Hare Krishna. You may wonder why we have a big picture of Srila Prabhupada here. Srila Prabhupada was the great acharya who brought the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. Just as Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki in Dwarapa Yuga, because of Devaki's pure bhakti, Krishna appeared as the holy name via Srila Prabhupada in this Kali Yuga. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced this Sankirtan movement. But it was Srila Prabhupada who took it all over the world. He brought Krishna into the lives of so many people. So, Srila Prabhupada, he is a great acharya. What Sri Ramanuja, Sri Madhva, and great acharyas have done in India, Srila Prabhupada has done all over the world. In places where there was no knowledge of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada has introduced pure Krishna consciousness. So please take this up. Please be convinced that you cannot be happy by any other means than by Krishna Bhakti. If your heart was touched by the presentation of Bilva Mangal's pure bhakti, then know for sure that you too can attain the same standard of bhakti as Bilva Mangal. Even while living your home life, you don't have to leave home, you can stay in your home life, but take up this chanting of Hare Krishna. And and you can attain pure devotion to Krishna, which will fully satisfy the self. Hare Krishna.